One of the most discouraging pieces of advice is whenever a coach says, "You took your eye off the ball," that you're standing there with the bat over your shoulder watching that softball or baseball barrel down towards home plate, and then you swing as hard as you can only to hit nothing. And your coach says, "You took your eye off the ball," that it is so basic, but it reminds us it is easy to lose sight of what is important. That whenever we are standing at the home plate of life, where is it that we look to see the presence of God? It seems like there are endless answers to that very question, and we find people all over the place, as Rob Bell writes, from people risking their lives to serve the poor because they believe God called them to do it, to pastors proclaiming that the latest tornado or hurricane or earthquake or virus is God's judgment, to professors proclaiming that God has only ever been a figment of our imagination, to people in a recovery meeting sitting in a circle drinking bad coffee and talking about surrendering to a higher power, to musicians in their acceptance speech at an award show thanking God for their hit song. Where is it that we really see the divine presence? It is like when Jacob woke up from his dream where he saw that ladder reaching up to the heavens and God said, "I will keep you wherever you go." That Jacob woke up and said, "Surely God is in this place." The Swiss psychologist Jean Piaget notes that one of the most important lessons of child development is object permanence. It is discovering that even when an object cannot be seen, it is still there. It is why peekaboo is so exciting, that when we cover our face with our hands and say, "Where is Dad?" our child thinks that we have disappeared, that if our child cannot see us, we do not exist. But then, at some point, a connection is made. When we hide behind our hands, we are not gone. We just cannot be seen. That few discoveries are more important than this, because in life, some of the most valuable things we cannot see with our eyes. As one author says, faith involves the visible and the invisible, and both are real. They are the moments when we say, "Surely God is in this place." A couple of those places in Scripture were Sychar and Rephidim. Sychar was a village in Samaria. It was the place where Jacob's well was said to be. It was a sacred place for many reasons, because it was near the place where Jacob and Esau finally reconciled after they had been separated by resentment. When Jacob finally reconciled with Esau, Jacob said, "Truly, to see your face is like seeing the face of God." It was also where Jacob gave land to his son Joseph, that Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery. But when there was a famine in Israel and Jacob's family went to Egypt for help, Joseph was in a position to give them refuge. All of this after his brothers had betrayed him. It was also a place close to where the Samaritans worshiped God. They did not worship in Jerusalem. they went to Mount Gerizim. So for everyone in this story, the Samaritan woman at the well and the disciples, this place was considered holy ground. But they still could not see what was happening in front of them. Jesus approached the Samaritan woman and asked her for a drink. She was surprised. "How is it that you ask me for a drink?" There were several reasons Jews and Samaritans were kept apart, but those reasons did not matter to Jesus. He also did not have a bucket to carry the water, so only seeing with her eyes, she did not know what to do. Jesus said, "If you ask me for a drink, I will give you the water where you will never be thirsty again." The disciples could not believe Jesus was talking to this woman in Samaria. But what they did not see was how God's grace was moving beyond their expectations. That this woman went on to tell others about the lasting love of God. Surely, God is in this place. The other village was Rephidim, which was next to another mountain, Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai, where Moses received the Ten Commandments. The people had fled Egypt, but the rejoicing was over. They had run out of water, and they were not sure what to do, so they started complaining to Moses. Moses cried out, "What shall I do?" God said to strike the rock, and water poured out. He named the place Massa or Meribah, which means a struggle, asking, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Surely, God is in this place. Living by faith does not mean that we chase the miraculous, but it does reveal to us what is real, even when we cannot see it. As Thomas Merton said, faith is the opening of an inward eye, the eye of the heart, to be filled with the presence of divine light. It is that feeling we have when we bow our heads to pray because we cannot do anything but pray. That we need to reach out beyond ourselves because we know that our strength is not enough. Even though we might not find an answer to our problem, we just might discover a sense of peace that we cannot explain, that surely God is in this place. God comes to us in the gaps of life. We might stand in the gap of feeling as if the world is so far from what God desires, separating what is from the hope of what could be. Like the story of the Samaritan woman, where Samaritans did not stand on the same ground as Jews, or women do not stand on the same ground as men, or the prejudice that finds us today, that we might wonder if we have enough endurance to stand in such a gap and to work for something more. And then we hear Jesus say, "I have water for you to drink." Or we might stumble into the gap of anxiety or fear where we feel absolutely helpless, like the people of God wandering in the wilderness. We might watch a loved one who is hurting, where we have done all that we know how to do, but it does not feel like enough. Or we might face circumstances we cannot comprehend. and we are not sure what to expect next. But we strike the rock, and we find water for the day. During Lent, we open our eyes to see God's presence, to find the light that is pushing back against all darkness. We discover God in new ways, even in familiar places. In the face of a friend or stranger, in listening closely or asking questions, in the gift of silence, in our daily work, in our care for loved ones, in washing dishes, sharing a cup of coffee, trying something new, when our plans change, or whenever we see the goodness of others. Wherever the steadfast love of God is quietly at work, we open our eyes and say again, surely, God is in this place. Amen.